One of my words of the day was secularization, defined as the activity of changing something so it is no longer under the control or influence of religion. The reason that the American constitutional concept of a prohibition upon the formation of an established church, one established and controlled by government, has been so consistently twisted into, first, a total separation of church or morality and state, and now, second, into the idea of freedom from religion, is because a desired goal of the revolutionary left, in fact, a necessary goal for their political systems to have legitimacy, is the full secularization of society in every way and in every place. Without the full secularization of all society, there remains the concept of an authority, normally understood as God, above the authority of man and the state he controls. This basic concept, which arises largely out of Marxism, is extended into all the offshoots of such, including softer forms of state control, such as American progressivism. What all of the leftist political and economic systems have in common is that such rely on coercive power to force humans to behave in a way that planners, leaders, tyrants, and others who wield power, including simple bureaucratic power through government agency, wish them to behave. Without exception, all leftist systems are an affront to personal freedom of action as well as conscience, and that brings it full circle. The conscience of the people to be used by their elitist rulers, must be reinvented as purely secular. Otherwise, those rulers are competing with the morality that comes from God. I'm Robert Pratt of Pratt on Texas.